Good morning and welcome to Save Water Santa Fe, a presentation of the Conservation and Sustainability Division. And with us today is the Director of the Conservation and Sustainability Division, Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Esteban.
Christine, I know you have an esteemed panel of guests that are going to be joining you today, so we're going to turn this over to you.
And thank you so much, Esteban, and thanks everybody for listening this morning to Save Water Santa Fe. We are again talking about the Next Generation Water Summit. Last week, we were really excited to have Mike Kalignan and Glenn Schiffbauer, who are both co-founders of the Next Generation Water Summit. And this week, we have Doug Pritchard, who is the other co-founder of the Next Generation Water Summit. And he is joined by Mike Kalignan, who's joining us again, and Rusty Tolliver, who is the product manager on the team this year for the summit. And so I just want to welcome everybody to the studio and thank you so much for being on today's show. We're really, really excited to keep talking about the Next Generation Water Summit. We're reminding everybody to go to the website, nextgenerationwatersummit.com, to learn more, to register as city and county residents and part of the city and county's sponsorship this year. All city and county residents can attend virtually free of charge by registering with your zip code. And so, we're really excited, to talk about the summit more this week. And last week we talked about sort of like how the summit came about, who's involved, a little bit about the keynotes, some of the special events that are happening, how you can become a sponsor. And again, to recap any of those days, you can visit our website, sustainabilitysantafe.org, or thenextgenerationwatersummit.com. And so let's just jump right into it. We have Doug Pritchard here, who is the co-founder of the Next Generation Water Summit. He also lives in Hawaii. we have to catch him when we can. The time difference gives us just a, very special amount of time with him. And so, Doug, thank you for being on the show this morning. And, thanks so much for all of your work around this summit.
Oh, it's great. Yes, I do live in Hawaii, but I do get back to New Mexico, and I'm looking forward to the summit because I get back and get my green chili fix.
Well, we are so excited to see you in person. We live with you on Zoom all year long, and so we're just really excited to sit with you in person this year. So last week, we were talking all about this year's theme, increasing demand, declining realities. We touched a little bit on the keynote, but, we didn't spend too much time really digging into the details of this exciting agenda. And so I wanted you to kick us off this morning by kind of covering some of the highlights that we can think about for Thursday and Friday.
Well, thank you. So we talked a little bit about the Colorado River because it is our keynote opening address on Thursday, June 11th. And it's critical because it is a supply for not just Santa Fe, but most of New Mexico for our water. So anything that happens on the Colorado River is going to directly affect us. At the same time, we've got a diminishing supply. We also have increasing demand. So the session following the keynote is actually on data centers, the large AI data centers that are in the news, their water consumption, and what communities can do and prepare themselves to this onslaught of new water demands. So we have a panel, really happy to have a panel with AWE, America Alliance for Water Efficiency, as well as Western Resource Advocates, which are both focused on this issue, to give our communities some ideas and insights on what they can do. That's followed by something that's near and dear to Christine and my hearts, is a study we actually started at the Next Generation Water Summit 3 years ago. This was an idea that came out of the summit. It's part of the reason a summit is so important to the city of Santa Fe, state of New Mexico, as well as other cities around the West. We'll be making an announcement. We're completing a study that we started with the EPA, be presented by the Eastern Resources Group, Holly, and it's on the water energy nexus. How much water and energy is consumed in our production and in the Santa Fe water grid. We'll be the first community that ever has done a study like this. It's a model for other communities. So we can look at water as an energy carbon footprint and then look at alternatives conservation programs, upgrading pumps. So it's an important one, and we'll be making that announcement prior to. Following that, we're going to look at irrigation later in the day, because irrigation, of course, is 50% of our water use. So we're going to be looking at Texas, Colorado, California, see what they're doing, and hopefully help model our code in New Mexico as we're looking at irrigation water programs that we could put in place. Another important thing that's going on is BPI, the Building Performance Institute, is going to be making your presentation later in the day, and that's for existing homes and water certification program for existing homes, and an ANSI certification program that Amanda Hadley, the CEO of that organization, will be talking about. And it will be a model of how other communities can put in place water savings programs, but through a certified national program. So that's actually very important. We'll be getting a legislative update in New Mexico. What happened in the last session? Representative Matthew McQueen will be giving an update to us on the last session. And that's very important, because we'll look forward to that session to find out what got funded and what some of the other related water issues are around New Mexico that he's working on. Of course, Christine will have her update panel on Friday and give us an update on what's going on with Santa Fe and the water. We'll also have Steve Schultz, who will be giving us a dashboard presentation of what's available to Santa Fe residents and how we look at water, which is really, really exciting, because we've moved tremendously in the last few years on moving to a much more graphical dashboard environment that allows us to better manage all the data that we have at our hands. We've added a rural track this year, so we'll be looking at soils and healthy soils and how soils can be a water bank for us. So soils are not just something to keep our plants healthy, but it can also help us conserve water. So as you can see, Christine, we've got a lot of really exciting sessions over the 2 days.
And so as we were talking about last week, you know, these sessions, these speakers, the keynote, the theme, they are not, you know, developed, you know, behind the scenes in a small group of people and what we think people are interested in or what we think people would want to hear about. You know, this is the planning process is very entailed. There's lots of stakeholders across the state. And, you know, with our sponsorship, we are able to really heavily influence, you know, the agenda and the speakers, you know, because we want to make sure that the information that's being presented is really representative of what people need in this moment. We're looking for fast solutions. You know, we're not looking for like doom and gloom sort of, you know, sessions. We want to know how are people navigating these challenges and how can we learn so quickly that following the summit, we can put these things into action. And so we're really excited about the way the agendas come about. And with the county's sponsorship this year, you know, they were able to get some sessions that they were really, you know, interested in from a more rural perspective. And so it's just really exciting to see how this agenda has shaped out. And to really learn more, to get more details on like what each of these sessions, you know, is going to be about, you can read all about it at the nextgenerationwatersummit.com. And special shout out to sort of like our team. You know, we do have city and county panels on Friday that are designed to answer specific questions from our city and county residents, you know, things that they're concerned about. You've got access to these professionals and you can ask your questions and get those answers. And, you know, we have some common things, you know, this year that I think are going to be really helpful to all of us. The city of Santa Fe is really focusing on outdoor conservation. And so we have a lot of sessions that are addressing that. How much water do trees save? You know, looking at outdoor irrigation efficiency certifications, codes that support more outdoor efficiency. We're also getting more interested in this energy water nexus and the potential to save water through energy savings. And so there's several sessions involved in that. And then there's this coined term of nature-based solutions that really bring this back to the basics of, You're not going to conserve water in outdoor landscapes if you're not creating, you know, good soils and, you know, providing those environments to really make our plants thrive and require them to use less water. So it's just so exciting. I mean, the agenda is amazing. And, you know, one great thing about this summit is that for our city and county residents and anybody else who registers, you know, if you have the virtual registration, you can access any of those presentations for 30 days following the event. And so it's just going to be a catalog of information that everyone can access for a whole month. So yeah, we're super excited. And Doug, you know, the agenda, you know, is really coming together in a great way. It's, you know, the summit's coming up soon. We're just encouraging everybody to register June 11th and 12th, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Doug, I know that you have to jump off in just a few moments. We're going to transition into Mike and Rusty's presentations. But do you have any closing remarks that you would like to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah, so just a couple things that we didn't, I didn't touch upon, you just touched upon. Reese Baker is one of our presenters. For those out there in the audience that know Reese, he'll be there. Great local water champion, grew up in Santa Fe. He is really focused on water. So if you know Reese or you want to meet Reese, come to the summit. The other thing is the summit is more than just a meeting where we get people together and you view a lot of PowerPoint presentations. It is a working meeting. We have working meetings going on Wednesday. We have the Saturday events that we'll talk about a little bit later in this show. But the working events are meant to be projects that may not be presented at this year's summit, but may be presented at the following year's summits. An example of that, we have Laura Allen in town. She's an author of several gray water books, very renowned in the gray water field. She'll be in giving us an update on what's going on with the Gray Water Alliance. The Gray Water Alliance was actually founded at last year's Next Generation Water Summit. So it's a great example of what this organization and what this meeting means. It's not just a bunch of presentations. It is actually work projects that come out behind the scenes that we focus on as an organization over the year to make real solutions implementable for Santa Fe and for other communities in the Southwest. So thank you, Christine, for all your support in pulling this event together. It would not be possible without you.
Well, thank you, Doug. And I know you have to jump off, but we're so excited to see you. And you know, thank you for being on the show with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. See you in a few weeks.
All right. So now we're going to transition. We have Mike Kalignan in on the show this morning. He is another co-founder of the Next Generation Water Summit. Last week, we were able to chat with him a little bit about sort of the origins of this summit. But Mike, can you give a quick recap sort of some other things that, you know, our participants can participate in as part of the summit this year?
Well, thanks for having me back on. I appreciate that, Christine. And as far as some of the other events, we have the annual reception, which happens on Thursday evening. It'll be at the Governor's Mansion. We do need you to register for the summit in order to attend that because we need the RSVP on the registration form. So if you want to go, you do need to check, yes, I plan to attend, so we have an accurate head count. And then also we've been kind of hinting at these at the Saturday events on June 13th, which I know you're going to elaborate on more in a future episode, Christine, but this year we are going to focus on workshops for the community. And this is something that is free of charge. It does not require registration at all. The information is on nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Reunity is going to host these workshops. Thank you very much to Juliana over at Reunity. And instead of what we normally do, which is tours around the area, we're going to focus on staying there and catering educational workshops to the general public. So I encourage people to head out on Saturday, which will probably be a very beautiful day because it usually is when I'm out there, and checking out some of those sessions that are geared towards the residents of the area.
And so for everyone listening, you know, you can tell we are so excited about this event. There's just so many different moving parts. You know, there's, you know, I don't know, you know, June is a beautiful time in Santa Fe. You know, the venue for the conference or the summit is at the State Capitol building in the Roundhouse. And it's a wonderful place to have not only, you know, presentations and a chance to learn, but there's also lots of space for a lot of the meetings that happen in between these sessions for lunch, for breakfast, you know, where we do sit down with each other and have those conversations that really help elevate, you know, what happens with the information that we get. The mayor's reception, I do want to give a shout out to Mayor Michael Garcia for his support of this event and for being a part of the summit. You know, he will be at the mayor's reception at the governor's mansion on Thursday evening, and he will also be kicking off, you know, the Friday part of the conference. I keep saying the conference, but there's a difference between a conference and a summit, and I want to make sure I get it right. But we do want to really thank him for his support. And, you know, we're just so excited. Mike, you know, we thank you for, you know, being on the show these last couple of weeks, helping us, you know, promote the event. And for everybody listening, you know, we do want you to register nextgenerationwatersummit.com June 11th and 12th and the community tours on the 13th. Mike, anything else you want to leave us with before we take a break?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure to throw out one bit of news that we didn't cover on last week's show. And that is, if you're not able to join us in person, you can very much attend virtually. And if you're in the Santa Fe city or county, you can enter your zip code into the discount code area. And Rusty's going to talk more about registration options here in a moment. But you can attend free of charge virtually. And here's the key thing about it that's kind of news for this year. We are going to broadcast on-demand content in between our sessions, so during our breaks, and during our lunch break. So when the people are attending in person, our lunch break on Thursday and Friday, we are going to pump out premiere episodes, debut episodes of on-demand content that you will be able to see that are featured sessions that are only available on demand. So you'll be able to check that out when we're on our break, and normally it would just see a dark screen. Now you're going to see incredible sessions that are being broadcast during that time. So that's a special treat that we created for our virtual attendees.
That's wonderful. Well, I mean, there's just, it's a really a catalog of information. You know, our team sits and watches the summit for the course of a couple of weeks following, just to make sure we have a chance to access all of the information. And so yeah, we're super excited. Mike, thank you again for joining us this week. And for all of our listeners who are learning more about the Next Generation Water Summit, you know, this is an event for all of you, for all of our listeners. You know, we hope that all of you will help us get the word out, that you'll attend, that you'll be a part of all of these different activities that are really designed to bring information to you on topics that you are all very, very interested in, you know, and to help the city sort of elevate its efforts and to move very quickly in the areas that we need to continue to kind of like be ahead of these challenges. And so, yeah, thanks, everybody. We're going to take just a short break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Rusty Tolliver, who is a brand new project manager on the planning team, and we're excited to continue our discussion with him. So we'll be back in just a few moments.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
And we're back with Save Water Santa Fe. Back to you, Christine.
Great. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening this morning. As you can tell, we are very, very excited about this year's Next Generation Water Summit, June 11th and 12th. And we're dedicating the next couple shows to really breaking it apart and talking about all of the different exciting things that happen with this event. So we've talked to the co-founders of, you know, the Next Generation Water Summit, Mike Kalignan, Glenn Schiffbauer, and Doug Pichard. And I do really want to give a huge shout out to them, you know, all of their work and continuing to plan this event, coordinate all of these different pieces. And, you know, it's just been wonderful working with them all of these years and watching the summit really grow. But this year, we have a new addition. We have Rusty Tolliver, who is our project manager on the team. And, you know, we talk about how all of these things came together and discussion and stakeholder groups and forming the agendas and forming, you know, the keynotes and all of these different things. But we sometimes forget to really acknowledge that person who is working in the background to put all of these things into action, who's coordinating with our virtual platform to upload things digitally, to communicate with all of the speakers and collect biographies and pictures, to, you know, organize things on the website. I mean, there's such a tremendous amount of work that happens in the background. And we just really wanted to take the time to acknowledge Rusty and to thank him for all of his work on this event. And so, Rusty, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. And, you know, I want to, before we dive into, you know, the specifics, I kind of want to give you a chance to talk to us a little bit about what this experience has meant to you, and to tell our listeners a little bit about you and what, you know, what brought you to wanting to be a part of this year's summit.
Well, first off, thank you so much for that question and for having me, Christine. I want to also just start by thanking Maury at the Santa Fe Watershed Association, as I think she sent me an email about this position, this project manager, and maybe what was it, Mike? An hour went by, and then I sent over an email and was able to step into the position as project manager. And you know, my day is as a former student in natural resources and a focus on water conservation, I feel like I'm an agent to the stars. You know, I get to be in contact with folks that are boots on the ground doing the important work for water resource and water conservation work, especially out west. So it's been an absolute dream come true to step into this position as project manager for the Next Generation Water Summit.
So Rusty, you know, beyond all of the work that you've really, really done in the background. I mean, we could not have pulled off this summit without, you know, your assistance and on all of these different ways. But we could really dedicate a whole show to how these things come together, because it comes off so flawlessly. Sometimes we show up for the event and everything's in place and nobody ever really sees sort of like the panic in the background of like, oh, is everything gonna, you know, happen? Is, you know, when we hit the button, is, you know, everything going to be broadcast correctly? I mean, you really work so hard in the background to make sure, you know, that all of those things are going to come off flawlessly in a way that we really all hope for. But one really great contribution that you have really helped us with this year is, you know, we call this event the Next Generation Water Summit. And though we are all educating each other in this space and learning from each other, I mean, one of the biggest things that we want to do is we want to bring along, you know, the next generation. And we have, you know, a lot of really young people helping us with the event. I'm going to give a shout out to Mike Collignan and his family. You know, he brings his kids along, and I mean, they're pros now. They know what to do before we even know what we're doing. And they're behind the table. They're, you know, handing people their badges. They're handling crisis across the roundhouse, putting up signs and changing rooms. I mean, it's incredible. But not only that, they're also becoming really invested in the conversations that are happening. They're engaging in the conversations. And another shout out to Mike's kids last year. They were actually creating short videos of the speakers. And, you know, now we're using them on our LinkedIn account and broadcasting them. And so it is wonderful to actually see the impact that, you know, these things have on this younger generation and how they really embrace those opportunities and take them so much further than we could ever even ask for. And so this year, we are really trying to continue, you know, that that effort of giving students, you know, the right opportunity to become engaged. And so before we kind of dive into some of the specifics, let's talk about what that opportunity means for you and sort of how you're trying to, you know, build that that effort with your role.
Yeah, great question. And I'm glad that we're focusing on, as you pointed out, the next generation. And so for all you students out there, all faculty and staff, anybody who knows a student, the great thing about the Next Generation Water Summit is they have an option for students to attend this summit virtually for free. So no matter where you're at, you can log in June 11th and 12th, and you have free registration. If you're able to make it out to Santa Fe, I think it's pay for your meals at $25 and you get to attend this event. So we really are trying to extend that outreach to the youth, no matter if you're in grade school or secondary. And I think it's a terrific opportunity for not just the next generation, but for everybody to really understand what their relationship is to water. Because we all have a relationship to water, whether it's if you're floating on it, you're fishing in it, you're skiing on it, everybody's drinking it. So I think that's the true benefit of being able to be a student. And I use that in quotes, a student of life or an academic student to be able to really address this, this scarcity, this issue that we're having. So happy that we can have that option for students everywhere.
And thank you, Rusty, for really helping us build that network. I mean, you know, being a former student of you know, yourself, I know you've just recently graduated. You know, you've helped us build connections that we haven't quite, you know, built out in the past. And so thank you for building that out for us. And, you know, we are really giving a shout out. We do want our younger generation to be involved in this in any way that they can, whether they're watching this summit, you know, whether they're in person, hopefully in the audience, engaging and learning and being part of these conversations. And, you know, if you, any of you want to be involved in the Saturday events as a volunteer, you want to sit behind the booth with us and learn about what type of information we provide to our city residents. And, you know, we just invite you on all fronts to be a part of it. And so, to the next generation out there, you know, please take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. So, you know, Rusty, let's just kind of like talk about it. Somebody who's interested in attending, you know, what are some of the logistics around that? What are some of the key points that we want to relay to our listeners at this point relative to signing up?
Yeah. I think it's been mentioned, and I'll go more in depth, but you go Next Generation Water Summit, give that a quick Google. And then we have, like I said, we have options, general options to attend virtually or in person. And we have that student option to attend virtually or in person. Big blue button, can't miss it. Top right corner once you hit that homepage.
Right. Well, you know, it's just so fun talking about it because it just means that it's coming up. It's coming up and, or, you know, all of this hard work is going to really, you know, it's finally get to enjoy it and be a part of it. So we just want to thank all of our listeners today for listening to Save Water Santa Fe, for continuing to learn about the Next Generation Water Summit. Go to the website and register to learn more about the agenda, the keynotes, the different events that we have in between in the evenings, you know, the day before, on the Saturday that follows. I mean, there's just so much that comes with it. And so, you know, we just encourage you to learn more. Next week on the radio show, we're going to have Santa Fe County, Jacqueline Beam, and some other county staff to talk about sort of that collaboration and some of the information that we're trying to bring to city and county residents collaboratively. So please join in for that. And as we wrap up the show, I mean, is there anything that either one of you would like to leave with our listeners? I can start with you, Mike, and then we can let Rusty give his final comments.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, thank you so much for having us on your show and just the support that this show has shown the event throughout the years, that the SIPI has shown for this event throughout the years. We really do appreciate it. And it's for all of you that are listening. We put this on for you, and we couldn't do it without the city. We couldn't do it without Rusty. We couldn't do that with our entire organizing committee and our sponsors. I mean, it's a huge team effort. And we're just so appreciative that we're able to make this happen for the benefit of, you know, Santa Fe, for the benefit of New Mexico, for the benefit of the Colorado River Basin. Really appreciate all the help.
Right. Yeah, and I'll just piggyback on that, on what Mike said. It's for everybody. I personally am excited about the magic that will come out of this summit, as Duff mentioned earlier. But yeah, if you're local, if you're 1,000 miles away, there's an option that you can attend. So I encourage you, if you're listening, if you hear about this, to block off those days and just give it a little time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much again for being on the show. And thanks, everybody, for listening this morning to Save Water Santa Fe. And please just visit nextgenerationwatersummit.com to learn more. And to learn more about the city's Conservation and Sustainability Division, visit sustainabilitysantafe.org. You know, this is a brand new reorg with the city of Santa Fe that incorporates water conservation, sustainability, and Keep Santa Fe Beautiful efforts. And so lots of ways to become engaged in our programming, to volunteer for our different events. And mostly, you know, as part of this new division's work, we are encouraging everybody to take advantage of the sponsorship and to register and to attend virtually free of charge and to join us in person, really, or for some of these different events. So thanks, everyone, again. Hope you all have a wonderful day, and we'll join you again next week.